This is the Tom Likas Show.
I'm not Barack Obama.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com, or hear us on our brand new app. You can get it at the App Store, on Google Play, or at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me, with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Anything goes here, anything at all, but not this time because anything goes as long as it's a legal question for family law attorney Adam Sachs, who stepped up to the plate here. Adam, always good to have you in here.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Not much. I just had an antagonizing conversation during the break.
Really?
I own a sling box. You know what a sling box is?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, a sling box is one of these gadgets that it takes your TV signal from wherever you are.
It puts it all over the world wherever you go.
Wherever
right?
you go, on your phone or, you know, on your computer or on a TV in a remote location or whatever. So I haven't logged on to the sling box website in like 100 years. And I cannot remember my password.
Tom, so you're such a troublemaker.
I'm a troublemaker?
Yeah.
I paid for this service, okay?
Your fucking password, come on.
Yeah, well, guess what? I got 7,000 passwords in a given day to remember. You come over here, I'll tell you what. You quit your law practice.
Oh, no.
And come over here, and you keep tabs on all my passwords.
So now
it's
I'm going to be your handler now.
There we go. So anyway, you click on the button that says, forgot your password? So I click on it, and they tell me they've emailed me a link to reset my password. Well, I have now emailed them four times, and I've not heard back. So I call, and I call the number on their site, and, you dial the number, and it sounds like a toll-free number in the United States, but... you get people who, I don't think they use the same A to Z alphabet we use. All right, so you call up and they say, what is your email address? And you say, tom@blowmeuptom.com. They say, wait, how do you spell that? T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary, at, B as in boy, L as in Larry, O, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, get to the end of that, it goes, I don't see you in our system. What do you mean you don't see me in the system? I've had a sling box since the first month it came out. What do you mean you don't see me in the system? Let me read back to you. T is in Tom. O is in Oscar. M is in Mary. M is in Mary. No. Tom. T-O-M. 10 minutes with this guy. So while the commercials were playing before News for Guys... While News for Guys is going on, and while the commercial played after News for Guys, I'm going, T-O-M at B-L-O-W-M-E. But you can tell this guy, this is, and the guy's, okay, you know what, I'm going to turn you over to customer service. Why didn't you do that 10 minutes ago, buddy? So he turns me over to somebody who has an even worse accent. And it's the same. Could you tell me your email address you're calling about? T-O... Wait. T as in Victor? No. T as in Tom! Long story short, the woman finally hung up on me. And I still do not have a fucking password! So fucking Dish Network and fucking Slingbox or Sling Media, whatever the fuck you're called these days. Now I'm going to get a fucking refund. I just bought a new Slingbox, you assholes. And if I don't get the fucking password for my account, I am going to make real trouble for you guys.
All right, well, Tom, you need to get a Raspberry Pi, okay?
Raspberry Pi?
Yes. That's all movies and all channels all the time, okay?
But I have that on DirecTV. The idea is to send it to places where I don't have DirecTV.
Okay.
Right? And that's what my Slingbox does. It sends it to me. It sends it to me in other places.
Obviously not.
So, well, no, it does do that. But if I want, like, here, I have two Slingboxes, and they work great. One of them is the original one I bought. No, it was given to me. I was reading commercials for them in around the year 2000. Okay, and I've had it all these years, and it has no moving parts. The thing it probably lasts forever. It'll outlast me. So I have now bought a third one. Why? Because I want to put it on my Time Warner cable DVR, and I want to send the Dodger games to me up at the ranch. That's why. So I have a guy, my audiovisual tech guy, he's at my house, and he's trying to install the new Slingbox, and he says, well, I need your password. And so here I am, like, during the show, I am paying the guy by the hour to be at my house and try to install the Slingbox, and I can't even get a fucking password because these motherfuckers don't speak English, and they don't understand the alphabet A to Z in the Western world.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Yeah?
How about we talk about law?
Well, that would certainly get my mind off this, Adam, I'll tell you that. Sure.
Oh, this is a good segue, Tom. I've got a great idea.
Okay. I'm listening.
You know, Tom, one of the things that I studied a lot is debating and negotiating. And we see right now the United States negotiating with Iran, and Persians are the toughest negotiators in the whole world. And we've sent this doofus, Secretary of State John Kerry, who you may recall lost the election a couple of years ago, to represent the United States against these absolute sharks, okay?
Of course, he lost because he looks like Herman Munster, okay?
Yeah, right. Bush had all the charisma.
No one
right?
who looks like Herman Munster will ever be the president. Who's advising that guy?
He got pretty far, you know. He married the richest woman in Washington. You got to give him credit.
Right.
You know,
and
every
he's
time
got a garage full of Heinz ketchup.
Every
all
time
he could ever need.
It's not a joke. Every time you say the word ketchup, he gets a quarter. So the bottom line is, you know, when you talk about negotiating, there's a great thing that people say, and I think this comes from women destroying the language. Remember those shows you used to do, Tom, where you would translate woman into English?
I do, yes.
The one great word that people say now, no matter how bad the argument is they say, well, what we have here is a misunderstanding, okay? And the truth is, a lot of times you don't have a misunderstanding. It's like Gary and I. You have a true disagreement. It's not a misunderstanding. The two sides understand very well what the problem is, and they understand each other perfectly. So there's this thing, you know, you'd have like this red phone in Moscow, right? It would go straight to Washington, D.C., right? Because you didn't want to have a nuclear war by accident. So the two parties were supposed to pick up the phone, and the president and the Russian president, and they were going to talk to each other, and we're going to get them talking and get them sitting at the same table and get them negotiating in order to solve the problem, because you don't want to have a war because of a misunderstanding, except that's a complete misunderstanding, as it were, of reality, which is that the sides don't have a misunderstanding. The sides understand each other and hate each other and have a real conflict. Now, one of the things that happens, and this is something that you see in family law continuously, is that especially guys call me and tell me, I've got the simplest divorce. All I need you to do is type up the papers. We agree about everything. It's no sweat. And then I start to kind of, you know, unfold the details, and it turns out that they own a house, they have children, they have real issues, and they have things that are going to end up being problematic. The other thing that men tend to underestimate is how pissed off their wife is and how far she's going to go and how much of a revenge she's going to want against them. It's not a joke. And what ends up happening in a lot of cases is by underestimating even the anger of the other side, and you start to think, well, we can work it out because it's just a misunderstanding. It's not a misunderstanding. You have someone that's really, really angry and they need to go through the process and they want to go to court and they want to try to inflict pain and humiliation on the other side in order to like get even. You know, it's very interesting how this happens now. I was talking to Gary today. One of my clients is actually mentioned in TMZ today. And Gary and Dino didn't even know. They were talking about this case in News for Guys. And this is a case where two actors were married, and he ended up being much, much more successful as an actor than she was. And this ended up causing a lot of conflict between the two of them. And that's not a misunderstanding. That's a fundamental, foundational problem that's going to manifest itself in their case. And there's going to be this whole issue about, you know, different levels of earning power and who supported who and who was supposed to help the other one and, you know, what sacrifices were made and so forth and so on. That's something that does not resolve itself. And I think that when people talk about real conflicts, that's the way it goes. Now, Tom, when you talk about customer service and you talk about any company you call, if they're answering you with a machine which says something along the lines of, thank you for calling, your call is very important to us, okay? You have to know fundamentally that they're lying to you. Because if your call was really important to them, they would have answered it, okay? The fact that they're putting it through a machine which is filtering you through mazes of menus and push buttons to finally get online, and this is something that the computer company Dell really created and was one of the first to do this, where they had their call centers abroad and connected through the internet and so forth. So that alleviated the long distance issue. And you have a guy in India who's answering the call in a call center, and he does not really understand very much about what your problem is and the language or whatever, but it's just to keep you busy and to make you feel like you're getting something because you're getting some kind of support. I mean, let's face it, you know, modern computers are super complicated and their power is just every year doubling and tripling, but people are still, you know, trying to figure out how to set up their printer essentially. So one way or another, the company needs to blow you off. And they need to give you the illusion that they're at least trying, they're at least putting you through the paces. So the guy's making you say your name 10 times and tell him the model. He tells you to turn the computer off and turn it back on, try different wires, uninstall your software, reinstall your software, essentially putting you through the paces. And what you see that happens with a lot of people, and I've said this, and this, Tom, relates very much to the joke you always make about the UPS store, where the person spends $99 and get what, you know, what looks like, gets what looks like a divorce kit. And basically that's enough to kind of fill it out and half file. But you're never going to actually get divorced. You're just sort of going through the motions, and a lot of people alleviate their stress and they say, well, I'm working on it, or I'm going through it, or I've at least started the process. And somehow, essentially, that's just sort of kind of stimulated you to think that you at least are making progress when in fact you haven't done anything. And on some level, I'm sorry about the sling box, Tom.
Yeah, well.
But it's the same damn thing, dude. Your best bet, I don't know if they have a web page, but if you want your password back, that's the way to go. Talking to Habib in India is probably not going to give you a lot of relief.
Well, no, but where else are you going to go? You know, this is a company.
They don't have online tech support or something? Can't you...
Online tech support?
Can't you type in a phrase and get your password back?
No. There's a link, and it says, forgot your password, and when you click there, it says, put in your email address, and we'll write back with a link.
Yeah, a link to reset your
password.
I've
done it now 25 times. Yeah, well, I've done it 25 times. They have not responded.
Oh, it must be something. Maybe they're responding.
Well, I don't know what it is.
It's going into your spam filter or something like that.
No, I've been in the spam filter, too.
All right, well. You know, Tom, the couple of times that you put me on the job on things like this, I always fix them, right?
So you do?
If it's a ticket or if it's this fake app or whatever. So this is no exception. If you send me the info, I will hammer it for you.
I love it.
So meanwhile,
I'm a god.
Now, should I be dispensing legal advice at the party, you think, or we should just sort of keep it low key?
At the party?
Yeah. People just start telling me stories, Tom.
Well, look, if that's how you want to spend your party.
I was thinking about being a doctor and like people start, you know, showing you their aches and pains and whatnot.
Right.
There's some liability thing also. Like, as a professional, if you start talking to someone at a party or in public or something, you know, he thinks that you're his lawyer. It's like you are his lawyer, you know? So then if he takes your advice or you didn't give him good advice, it's like you're liable, you know? You got to be careful.
I understand.
I think doctors have the same problem.
Well, I think they do. And, you know, I imagine that you're a doctor, or I imagine a lawyer, and you're at a party, and people are like, oh, my wife really screwed me. Let me tell you the story. My identity is completely incompetent. Let me tell you the story.
Yeah, by the way.
Now, you must have to listen to that shit all the time. I don't know how you tolerate it.
No, but then they go back to their attorney, and they say, you know, I met this guy, Adam Sachs, and he said you're an idiot. And he said you fucked up my case. So then I get a call from that attorney, you know? And he's like, why are you talking to my client? You know, why are you saying things about me? See? It's harsh, man.
Yeah.
Or, you know the thing we used to have, Tom, a lot of people calling in, and they would start asking you what to do, and they already know what they want to do, so they kind of want you to stamp it, you know, and agree to sign
off. Right, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, so yes. I get people start telling me something really idiotic, and I say, well, I don't think that's going to work. So they say, okay, so you're telling me I'll just do that and it'll be okay, right? So that's what you think I should do, you know? So then later on, somehow they can say, oh, I talked to a lawyer and he agreed with this, you know? And I'm like, whoa. I never said that. I don't know what you're talking about. My God, you know?
Jesus.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah, understood.
And if I bring a friend with me to the party, right away he's my handler, Tom. How did that happen?
Well, somebody wrote to me and claimed to be your handler, and I just wanted to check with. I had to.
Were you planning on telling me?
No, I told Gary.
But does he want cash or tickets or what?
He wanted to be placed on the guest list, and I think people heard us on the show talking about you having a handler. So the first thing I'm thinking is this is some scam artist.
Oh my God!
Because clearly, if you've got a date for the party, your handler, call him what you will, clearly you'll be on the list and you'll get in and it won't be a problem.
Right.
So I was suspicious that somebody would email me separately from you and ask me to be placed on the list and claim to be your handler.
Yeah, that seems a bit odd to me.
Yeah.
I would certainly question that.
I did.
So what we've been seeing a lot of, Tom, lately, I think, is a great underestimation. I'll give you another good example. There are a lot of guys who have a kid with a woman, and they break up or whatever, and they say, okay, let's just, like, avoid the court system, and let's just make an agreement just between us, you know? So here, as a man, you're dealing with a crazy woman, okay, who's your ex-girlfriend, so she's pissed at you and hates you, right? And she does a handshake agreement with you. Oh, that, you know, don't worry, we'll share the kid, and you can just give me $100 in child support every month, and we'll go, you know, kind of half and half. You can see the kid on the weekends. I won't give you any problems. And they do this for about 3 or 4 months, and then it explodes in their face, okay? Because what happens is she meets a new guy, and he wants to be with her, you know, to show how much he loves her, to kick your ass. Plus, she wants him to be the father of the kid instead of you, of course. She's going to, like, reconstitute her family without you, of course. And stepdad is going to be dad. And, of course, she wants to move to Texas, which is going to be a little difficult for your whole visitation and custody thing because the kid's going to be, you know, thousands of miles away. And because you don't have any court orders and you haven't gone to court, you haven't done anything legal, technically she can do these things. And this is, again, this misunderstanding thing. Guys call me and say, oh, my ex and I have a misunderstanding. No, you don't have a misunderstanding. You've got a real problem. You have an actual conflict. Because the truth of the matter is she's imagining something and you're imagining something very different. If you think about a child, let's say, from being born to adulthood is going to be 18 years. Do you really think that you can get away with having a woman with an unwritten agreement, and, you know, not with court, just between the two of you, based on your understanding and mutual friendship and respect that she's going to stick to. Where you can make agreements with women and 2 weeks later they're already full of shit and backing out of it and I never said that and we never agreed and I changed my mind, right? So that's the same one again. And it just gets worse over time. I think people are more and more naive about how these things are going to work out. And guys are nice. Guys are very hopeful. And they don't realize how angry women get. They're always surprised. It's always amazing when I get the restraining orders and the guys, you know, read the actual statement that the woman wrote and how pissed she is and the things that she says the guy did. And the guy goes, I can't believe she wrote this about me. It's terrible. And it's like, well, of course she did. She hates your guts. You know, guys think that. I mean, I've said it before that, you know, that there's no man that a woman hates as much as the man that she's had children with. And a lot of guys, you know, totally underestimate that. And they, you know, they think about how they met her and how sweet she was when they first got to know her. And now she's pissed. I always think of these big fat women on Maury talking about, he don't buy no diapers, Maury, you know? That's
right?
The one. What's with the diapers, Tom? Why do they always mention the diapers?
Or sometimes they specifically mention Pampers. He don't buy no Pampers, Maury.
That's right.
He don't even buy no Pampers for me.
That's right. They say
the
name.
And I'm 1,000,000,000% sure he's the father.
Tom, I watched Maury the other day. By the way, you are so right about that show, Tom. Jesus. It's like required reading.
I never miss
reading.
It. Never.
Yeah, it's beyond
I
brilliant.
Watch it every single show.
He's really onto something with that show. They had these two rednecks, Tom. It's actually on YouTube. It's really lovely. They had this redneck couple. She's this big, fat, white chick, and then he's this big, fat, white guy. And they show the children, and these are two black children, Tom. I mean, you know,
right.
Not to be a racist or anything. I mean, they just are. They're black children. I mean, they have afros and stuff, you know? And you know, so he says that whenever they go places, people ask him if the kids are adopted, you know? And when did they adopt the kids?
Right.
Because it couldn't possibly be their kids. But it is their kids. And there she is saying how she's 1,000,000,000% sure and she never cheated. And she talks about Jesus a lot. I thought that was a big indication right there. I knew something was
wrong.
That's
trouble.
Yes, after she mentioned Jesus for the fourth or fifth time, I started to get suspicious. And so she's saying how Jesus guides her and, you know, she's never cheated on her husband. And he's saying, I want to believe her. Well, Maury, in this case, wasted the money on the DNA test because it was visually quite obvious. But she apparently had these two children with some black man because it wasn't this guy.
You are not.
There you go. You know, it's funny. It's funny. The woman should hide her face in shame. Instead, she starts crying, right?
Oh, my God. That's what they do.
Yeah, they start crying. So this woman's
I'm
crying.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
At least she said she was sorry. This woman's swearing that the test is wrong and that it's all a lie and it was set up. And, you know, I was thinking about the Virgin Mary that got impregnated by God or whatever. Maybe this is another one of those miracles, you know. I think there was a case like a few months ago. There was a nun who got pregnant and had a baby in Italy somewhere. So one never knows, right?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, definitely. Seriously, one of the big orders there. She wasn't feeling very well, and she went to the hospital and gave birth. So who
Jeez.
Knows? Maybe it was, an act of God.
Yeah, maybe it was an immaculate conception.
One never knows.
Right. Amazing. All right, we're going to take a break here, Adam, and we're going to start telling people they can call in and talk to you.
Sure.
With legal questions. This is free legal advice from family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam is in studio, and you can ask him questions about your separation. Maybe you are thinking about a divorce. Maybe, you know, Adam loves to fix bad break jobs. If your attorney is botching in a divorce or any of the stuff surrounding family law issues, you can talk to Adam. You can call if you got questions about vaginamony, child custody, child support. Should you get a prenuptial agreement? Are postnuptial agreements any good? Would that be good for you? Maybe you've had a restraining order placed against you. All of this is part of the game here. If you want to call and talk to Adam Sachs right now, you can. Just call this number right now, 901 301-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM for free legal advice with Adam Sachs. You can call right now at 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We want to thank Devin Bronson and the boys at Black Box for pitching in and helping to sponsor our third anniversary party. And to celebrate the occasion, now through April 2nd, they're offering 20% off for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Just go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom to get your 20% off the Black Box. Built to play loud and take a beating, this simple-to-use, high-power, plug-and-play speaker can be used anywhere. Like your house, your apartment, your garage, your backyard. It even works in cars and trucks with the included 12-volt car charger. The Black Box easily connects to anything with a headphone or RCA output, like your TV, your smartphone, iPod, computer, gaming console, and more. They even include the connection cables. The Black Box. It's handcrafted from real wood, and it puts those mass-produced plastic speakers to shame. Plus, it costs over $100 less. Take advantage of their Tom Likas Show third anniversary special by going to bnaudio.com and enter promo code TOM to get your 20% off the Black Box. Then, go ahead. Crank it.
Hey, bitches. This is Manju. If you missed the Gary and Dino show, you missed this.
Bacon-infused bourbon? That's just terrible.
Bad idea. Mm-hmm.
Fucking cunt. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck it. It's a tire.
Ginger tongue.
It is ginger time.
And you'll be rewarded for the cyber
yeah. Congratulations to you!
Trying for Dino and the Dutch.
How can I help you today?
Devalve.
Stool.
French fries.
Two cups of coffee. Pound cake.
Two bananas.
Yeah.
This is shit.
Shut up, Randy.
Not good, man.
I'm fucking better than him right now.
That's all I can say about that.
The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time!
The Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with family law attorney Adam Sachs answering your legal questions for free at 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM. You can call us right now, 901-3000-866. Our official new app debuted on Friday. Adam Sachs, do you have it yet?
Yes, of course. It's beautiful.
You like it?
Yes, I tried both versions, Android and iPhone, by the way.
Really?
Very, very nice.
Love that.
It's nice that it
works
has a lot
on
of
your
little...
iPad, works on
absolutely
your, you know, any tablet, Android tablet, whatever.
It's got a lot of nice little features in it, like, you know, pushing that little button to, like, immediately contact you.
Right.
And it's got that whole kind of stars in the background thing going on.
A little bit of animation there.
I also had a thing. I was kind of touching the reels, and it kind of starts going, you know, kind of like stops them a little.
It does what reels would really do if you actually, you know, back in the day, it's kind of an homage to old-time radio. Back in the day, they had reel-to-reel decks, and if you stuck your thumb down on the reel, it would go,
and then
when you let it go, it would go, like that. And that's
and
one
stop.
Of the, like, the Easter eggs. Yeah, it's one of the little Easter eggs in the app.
And then you can log on, which is nice. You're a premium subscriber like me.
Right. You can log on.
Very serious stuff.
Yes.
So Gary, Gary's getting on me whether I'm bringing Likets to the party, and of course I am.
Really?
This is one thing
I didn't even know about that.
Well, come on. If I don't do it, it doesn't get done, man. I don't know.
We kind of depend on you for that. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I was just asking about, you know.
I had these smoking hot Likets at the last party, and Gary's criticizing.
No, you did a nice job.
You see that?
I just asked you, you know, give me an idea.
I hope
like
you don't have ugly ones like last time. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. They were deadly. Nice girls. Nice to everybody. Unbelievable. And I got a couple of repeats.
You, Alex from Norwalk is really going to appreciate the quality of these girls. I'm telling you.
My God.
Yeah, these girls have not seen anybody in an Italian suit like he's got. So I'm it's going to be it's gonna be a good time all the way around.
Just as we expect.
You got an Italian suit like that on eight ball, you're good to go.
Tom, what's with the eight ball? I missed that part. What's going on?
He called in. He did. Yeah. We all know this. Right, Alex called in on the show.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about
We're ready
that,
for drugs.
Those are
those.
That's in our past, and it's the future's so bright. You got to wear fucking shades.
I know the shades, but I didn't realize we were endorsing.
People who work at fast food joints are not that bright, but that's beside the point.
I had no idea that we were into drugs at the party. No.
So by the way, really
we're not into ball. Drugs at the party.
What the fuck is an eight ball?
You burnt through that coke or what?
Love halfway through that dinner.
I knew it, dude. You son of a bitch.
Unbelievable.
It's the house of booze the night we're there.
Is that not, what it was?
Not a drug event.
Not at all. No. No. So it's booze and Likets, as it turns out. Wonderful, beautiful Likets. Super hot broads. As supplied by the Hebrew Hammer himself.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little easy, Tom. I think I may have overdone it once or twice. I brought in like 16 or 18 or 20.
You got a little crazy at times.
Gary was getting critical of me, but yeah. I don't know if you remember it, but the radio station.
Maybe we take the top 12.
Yeah.
No, but do you remember the radio station? By the time it was like getting towards the end, you had like two or three Likets showing up.
Well, that's because they kept on
cheating. That was the budget cutting of the station.
It was originally like 10 or 12.
Adam, you didn't know. We didn't even have three guys working in the studio. They took away.
I remember.
They fired our engineer. Gary, the producer, had to go behind the board and run the board.
We started out with Tara Patrick and Aria Giovanni. And I mean, just these amazing girls. Then we just ended up with like, you know, three, you know, broke donkeys.
Unbelievable. Don't tell them that. Anyway, I'm going for like six. But six really high quality.
The six hottest.
Six hottest. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. And the guys have to be cool. You can't be grabbing them.
You holding auditions?
I don't know if you remember, but we had a couple of them get a little grabbed, and they freaked out. And
yeah, you can't.
Gary starts getting all upset with me, and they want to leave early. It's a nightmare.
No,
it's a nightmare.
Literally, I had to. They came to me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, yeah. And then when that didn't work, they went to you, Tom, as I recall.
They went to me. What am I supposed to do about it?
This girl says to me, I'm going to go talk to Tom. I said, oh, great.
This is really great.
Like, I don't even know, like, your name, where you came from. You're stepping into the VIP area where you don't belong, and you're starting to jump ugly.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if they only worked for 15 minutes and they were supposed to work for, like, 4 hours, you know, and naturally being women, they want to get paid the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
And this makes sense to them because, you know, some guy, like, you know, grabbed them on the waist or something.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Just don't touch people. Just don't touch.
Show some respect,
right.
Goddammit.
Please.
Throw you the hell out. When people get drunk, they don't think right.
No.
Now, Tom, is my is my handler on the line here?
Oh, no.
Well,
yes.
Yes. Let's confront this.
Somebody who claims to be your handler.
Well,
I don't know if he is. Hello.
We better find out.
Hey, Dad, what's going on?
All right, so what are we...
is that your handler, Adam?
What are we calling you, Mr. Handler?
Yeah, man. But, no, for real, y'all didn't hear this last story, though. When these girls... the reason that I like coming here is, one, is to support the show. I love y'all. Y'all back me up. I was sucked up before I started listening to you guys, and now I'm doing really good.
Very nice.
And my boy Adam was like, hey, I got a bunch of chicks, and they fucking crazy.
Right.
Can you help me out? I said, yeah, all right, no problem.
See, he's handling the girls. He's
but you didn't
me.
Bring you, but you didn't bring girls to the Laugh Factory, and and you still had a handler.
Oh my God, you know, unbelievable.
Was the handler there for the food?
And you're handling my umbrella or something.
Handling the pastrami.
And your pimp cane, you know, and everything else.
Unbelievable, man.
I'm bringing a pimp cane. Hell yeah.
Please,
I'm calling that shit right now. Yes. I got one right here.
Adam's been missing that from his repertoire.
You know, this is it. These guys don't understand. You're like my dear friend. I can't believe they're coming up with this stuff.
That's my boy, man. Hey, look. Y'all done see this shit at the last party, right? Remember that doll that we, like, gave out? And Coulter? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The doll.
Yeah, the Ann Coulter doll. There you go.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't see this shit. Three of the girls, I don't know where these girls came from, they had undressed the doll and molesting the fucking doll right in front of me.
See? See?
What do you mean molesting the doll? How are they molesting the doll?
Tax cut. With demand to know how exactly it would help anyone. Right.
Yeah, that's the Ann Coulter doll.
People would have more money.
Yeah.
Liberals
so
are so
look,
locked
man.
On the idea that people's money he equals their own. They can't see the success reward.
And have
more
the doll in like 69, reverse cowgirl.
No. With the doll?
Really? Yeah.
Liberals hate religion because politics is a religion.
I had to walk over there and tell these chicks, hey, look, the doll's going to be sold in 5 minutes. Put the clothes back on the doll.
These girls have had some difficult backgrounds, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, hey Adam, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
You want me to tell that? You want me to tell the one? Uh-oh. You want me to tell them about that one time?
Go right ahead.
All right, man.
Why not?
Not at this one. The last one at like the one we had before this party. The girl that was all pissed off and shit. If you looked at her ass, she had a tattoo of a baby on her ass.
Oh, my God.
That motherfucker was like 4 inches tall, man. Like a whole baby face.
See, Adam, I thought you were auditioning these girls. You hired a girl with a tattoo of a baby on her ass?
Did you check her ass? I can't believe this, man.
Well, I'm looking. Fuck that shit.
Was it like a fetus baby?
Gary made me pay her.
The baby was a
motherfucking baby face, right? So me being an asshole, I'm like, hey, look, I don't want to be an asshole, but is that your baby? She says, no. I'm like, wait a minute. You got a picture of somebody else's baby tattooed on your ass.
Right.
Yes.
I thought guys were into that.
Whose baby is it?
Unbelievable,
oh,
man.
Oh, it's my sister's baby.
Jesus.
All right, you guys be offended at all if we followed you around with a camera, do a little something called like the hammer and the brother? Like, just like as kind of a thing. You're not offended by that, are you?
Dude, give me
a high five.
The hammer in the hand.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're retarded. Give me a high five.
Oh, shit, man. But, yeah, man, but that should be wild, though.
You see my struggle to be taken seriously, you see?
Adam, you know you're my boy, man. I got your back no matter what.
I didn't do your divorce. Come on, man.
Oh, about my divorce, man. Let me tell you about this dude right here.
I didn't get your freedom. Your freedom doesn't sound familiar.
Dude.
And by the way, I fixed the bad brake job because you had that loser lawyer that you started with.
Oh, don't bring that shit up, man. Come on, dude. It's been like 3 years, 2 years, right?
Come on. You can tell the truth.
All right, man. I'm telling the truth. All right, look. Straight up, I was a bitch. Straight up. I was married for like 15 years. And I was like, the chicks fuck my dad. It was fucked up.
Are you listening
man.
To this?
I'm hearing it, yeah.
She screwed his father.
Yeah.
Wait, what? She fucked the father?
His wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, when he said screwed, I thought maybe
he took
his money.
Oh, yeah, $1,500, yeah. She fucked his father, okay?
Your handler's literally. Wife.
My handler.
Fucked your handler's
my client.
Father.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. Back me up here. It's your story, for God's sake.
True story. Now, y'all talk about, like, the original, like, case handler zero. That was me. when people start calling in, I was supposed to be the first one, but some shit went down, and I couldn't call in. But my story got real fucked up real fast. And I hired this dude, right? Tom?
Yeah.
Tom?
Yes.
Do you mind me telling the story or what?
No, go ahead.
All right. So, look. First thing is, I'm getting ready. I got one kid now. I was getting ready to have kid number two. But something was in my mind saying, like, hey, some shit's going down. You might want to, like, question this chick on something before you pop out another one. So just off chance, I'm like, hey, how old are you really? And the chick said she was 40. She's been telling me she's 35 for 15 years. Strike one.
They're not a relationship of great honesty.
Nah.
You're married to this chick? She lied about her age?
5 years.
15. No. 15
but wait a minute. Wait. When you get a marriage license, they make you produce a birth certificate or some proof of your age. So did she have falsified documents?
Like I said, I'm going to repeat myself. I was a bitch. She said something about, hey, look, the birth certificate's wrong. And me being how I was before, I believed it. I was like, okay, no problem. But you know, some keep telling you, like, hey, you might want to check this shit out, man.
Yeah.
So I let the shit go, man. I got like one kid with her. I got the whole suburban life thing going down. And then, but you know how you look at somebody's eyes, you can tell what they're thinking after you've been with her for a long time. So when I ask her, I'm like, hey, how old are you really? I can see her in her mind calculating, like, well, I got a kid with him. He can't do shit. I got a house. He ain't going nowhere. Fuck it, I'll tell him.
Wow.
That's what got me. I'm like, oh, shit.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it get real worse from there. I don't know how much time you got, but it gets...
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. She fucked your dad?
That came later.
When you were still married?
Okay. Technically, it was right... Okay, look. This is the thing. I was in a government service before this, and I left for a month. Now, this chick was like a foreign exchange student, so I'm like, hey, rather than you go home in your country, just hang out with my parents' house. And I left because I thought I think everything's wrong. About 2 weeks later, I get a phone call at 2 a.m. from her saying, you got to get me out of here. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Turns out one of my dad's ex-girlfriends came up to the house with a crowbar and saw her in the house, and I know this now, they was in the bed fucking. So home chick went batshit. She grabbed the crowbar and broke the window out. Pow! Glass is flying everywhere. People are freaking out. She's in the house checking motherfuckers with a crowbar trying to kill people. That's when I got the phone call. So when I answered the phone, I'm like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, hey, put my dad on the phone. And I talked to him, and I'm like, hey, man, what the fuck went down? I said, hey, home chick's over here. I'm like, so? Well, she broke a window. Why'd she break a window? Some shit went down. So I'm like, hey, look, put her on the bus and send her back over where I'm at. He said, oh, that wouldn't be a good idea. So I'm like, all right, red flag. So I said, hey, what's really going down? And back then, I was like a little trusting dude. So I'm like, well, he said nothing's going on, so nothing's going on. I was real... Okay, Tom, I'll talk about that first chick. Well, he was, oh, not, I'm sorry, MTN number two. And he's like, hey, I'm in love. She ain't going to do shit. Everything's cool. And then you find out she's fucking somebody. That was me. That was me to a T. That's why I'm like, oh, fuck, you know,
turns out it was your dad she was fucking.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
what a great Thanksgiving at that house.
And my sister, she knew about it the whole time.
Oh,
and she's still
alive.
To this day, she's still alive. Oh, like, oh, I... she still says, oh, I don't know what happened. And now she's telling the story like 8 times. Wow. I'm laughing my ass off at everybody. I'm serious, man. I'm laughing my ass off. But fast forward a little bit, some shit went down with her, and she was fucking nuts and shit. And then I called Adam. But like I said, I was like bitch 2.0 at that point. I knew some shit was going down, but I didn't want to believe it. So Adam, being Mr. Tough Love over there, he was like, stop being a bitch. Just yelled it, like, stop being a bitch.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Sometimes his bedside manner is not all that nice, but he's trying to get a point across.
I was being honest, man.
Right. When Adam says stop being a bitch, sometimes people get offended by it.
I didn't say that right at the beginning of the conversation.
It was
like 5 minutes in, man. It was like all right, whatever, man. Look, it was like 5 minutes in.
I was listening for a while, and I lost my patience, you know?
True. But at that point, I was like, bitch 2.5, right? So I hang up the phone. And I called. Well, one thing he did say was, look, you're in denial. Get into therapy, which I did. Took me about a month to figure out I didn't like this chick that much. So then when I figured that shit out, I called this other asshole lawyer because I thought Adam was an asshole. Because at that point, I wasn't an asshole.
Which I am.
Hey, man, I'm an asshole, too. I'm an asshole in chief.
I learned that from Tom. That's a compliment, baby.
That's true, man. So I called.
Gotta be an asshole. It's a credential.
I learned from you. I learned from you, man. But,
good.
I call it.
Come on, Dad. Seriously, being an asshole, is that a bad thing?
Hell
not
no.
Bad thing. It's on my business card.
Damn right.
I get that shit made. Right. But yeah, I went to the other lawyer, and dude took 3 months and didn't do a fucking thing. I mean,
that's
he signed
right.
One paper. I paid dude like, I don't know, a lot of money, like $1,000. And suddenly the dude just started being that dick again, so I called Adam. I'm like, Adam, I fucked up. He's like, you hired somebody else, didn't you? Yes. Why stop being a bitch? I'm like, oh, shit, here we go again. So I hooked up with Adam.
Oh, and that's how you became his handler? Is that how that happened?
Yeah. No, man, no. That shit happened later, too. This is like, okay, look. When I became his handler, I was like asshole 0.5 at that point.
I can't believe
he said
it.
Said
he's not my handler.
Done.
The fuck, man? I can't believe you just said that.
Proof. Done. Proof right there.
That's
done.
It. You're fired, man.
See? See?
Those days are over.
He's employed.
That was my boy, man.
I became his handler. Unbelievable.
He's hitting up Tom and everything to get in the show.
But
so
what
the fuck? You wrote to Tom? What the hell was that?
Okay, look, man. You know how when you down with your boy? Fuck it. I can explain this one. Yeah, I wrote to Tom. Fuck it.
What'd you write to Tom for? Leave Tom alone.
He said, buy the tickets like this. And I followed the rules. I followed the directions, man. I was like, you know what? It's cool. Even though I kind of knew stuff was going down like that, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to go and support the show and do it like you said.
Right.
Oh, what? Good.
What do you mean?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. What does it mean?
Never mind. Whatever, man.
All right.
No, Tom got the email, and he asked me about it.
He bought a ticket. I see his name on here. He's guest number 176.
Tom,
he bought a ticket.
I got tickets, man. Right.
I know, man.
I'm a sponsor of the show. I got a couple of tickets.
All right.
You didn't know about
how do I know?
No, but even
this guy knows you. I don't know his name. I see him. He's he's handling you, but I don't know who that is.
So why has he got to buy a ticket?
Somebody writes me an email and says he's your handler. And you know what? A lot of people try doing shit like that.
No, but why did he have to do that? You could just buy it online and be done with it. Why does he got to?
He did. Well, ultimately,
I'm
he
Adam's
did. That's what he did.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Yep.
That's twisted, man. I'm sorry. That puts the whole conversation in a strange light, you know?
Give me a high
five. Oh, God,
five.
Yeah.
Come on. Can we just follow you guys with a camera, please?
We're brothers.
You know what, man?
We're happy, and we're singing, and we're retards.
And you're
give
the one...
Give me a
time. And you're the one carrying the Twinkies to the last party?
Yes, and the umbrella and everything
else.
Yeah,
that was me.
What was the umbrella?
That was an umbrella, man.
What's
that
umbrella?
I don't think I had an umbrella, though.
Wait, when Adam got out of the car, you didn't have an umbrella when Adam was exiting the car?
Yes. To keep the moonlight, moonlight from his fair skin.
Come on, dude.
Skin.
I saw you guys exit the car. I was in the car.
This is impossible,
come
man.
Come on, now.
This is not 1850,
he had
man.
So many, he
come
had
on,
so
man.
Many Twinkies in his hands, he probably couldn't hold the umbrella. But
now, wait a minute. You've gone to every single party, right?
Yeah.
And
course,
with me, right? From the beginning. The first anniversary, the one from in Long Beach, everything,
yes,
right?
Correct.
I think the first one, I was just like a normal dude.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah. Before he was your handler.
Wait. The first one is when I had... Remember when you had that chick that was getting out of line and I checked him?
Oh, you straightened her out for me. There you go.
That was when... That was when...
That's
that was when
he
was like, hey, man, do this.
I saw you handle that blonde. I couldn't believe it. Like look at this
like
guy.
He's like the pimp, dude, right?
He smacked her. He said, shut up.
Oh, great.
The hell's wrong with you, ho?
No, don't say
no.
That. No.
I can tell you about that chick, right? This chick, she was like, I don't know, okay, her picture, she was like a buck 20. When she came to the show, she was like 85 pounds. She was on meth or something, man.
All right.
Because her boobs were sagging. She was like Tara Reid now.
But before or
she
after?
Was saying, no, now, like today, like the picture that Gary posted on Facebook. Yes. I was like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
She looked like that.
Okay. That's terrible.
But no, man, I checked that one chick, and then the other chick started liking me. Because remember when that chick bent over and I put my dick on her? Remember that?
Jesus, dude, we were just saying not to do this. We were just talking about behaving at the party.
It's a good thing you work for a lawyer, let me tell you that right now. Don't be putting your dick on anybody.
You put your dick on some chick that bent over?
She asked me to. She asked me to.
Oh, she asked me to.
What's
wrong with you? Unbelievable. Ho.
She asked me to.
Ho. Unbelievable, man. You know, I'm telling you, the hell's wrong with you? Black guys have a completely different approach to women, let me tell you, man.
Well, yeah. Remember that? Well, never mind. Oh, shit. You know what? I'm not going to tell that story. That story, I'll tell you later.
No, I want to hear the end of that. That sounded good. That was going well. So I understand she bent over to get her wallet or something, and you let her have it from behind? Ho?
Yeah, basically.
And how did she react to this new expression of sexuality?
Well, before that happened, well, look, that was kind of a long story, because before that shit happened, she was, like, playing with me, and I was playing with her, and I got the vibe, like,
what
it's going down.
Are you talking about in the Laugh Factory? All this is going on? Where? In some corner somewhere? This woman is on the clock. She's supposed to be entertaining the boys.
Not
and
on the cock, on the clock.
I said clock.
Oh,
this was before I was in my official capacity as a handler.
All right. So what about her? Wasn't she working?
See? Handler.
That wasn't my problem.
Unbelievable. See, that's me. That's me wasting my money trying to make the party good, and you're banging her in the corner somewhere behind a curtain. Messing
I'm
her
sorry,
up.
Man.
Then she comes crying to me, oh, this guy bothered me. Put his dick in my butt.
No, matter of fact. After that, she was the one that came back.
Oh, there you go.
She came back like 3 times.
See, Tom's right. If you abuse them, they come back for more.
Wait a minute. Can I just understand this? You try to get your dick in her ass with her. She had pants on or something?
No.
It was that little bikini thing.
I mean, it was like a dry hump type of thing. I was just playing around.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. All right. I'm glad. He was concerned about birth control. He dry humped her. He didn't really
nasty.
Give it to her. What the hell's wrong with you?
Nasty.
That's not good. I'm glad you restrained yourself. That was very mature.
It wasn't nasty. It was more like,
oh. See, Tom, here, it's all of your 101 stuff just in life, really.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
And we're not doing this at the
101.
Oh, no.
I just got back to my spot, right?
Yeah.
Look, this is how bad it got. I put a 3-hole conversion on this one chick, right? Unbeknownst to me, when you fuck a chick up the ass, that makes you want to catch feelings. I don't know why.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
I don't know why. I mean, it's some kind of nerve in somebody's asshole.
That's when she falls in love with you?
Yeah, that's what happened. I don't know. I've done it like 3 times so far with 3 different chicks, and it's the same effect every time.
Anal does it.
So humiliating her and hurting her makes her love you.
I heard Tom say once that thing you do, anal, it is first dominance. He's totally right.
Unbelievable.
He is completely right. I mean, I've verified this. I've got empirical data.
Okay, that's great. The line I heard was, if you fuck a chick, she can forget you, but you fuck her in the ass and she never will.
She still calls me. I blocked her on Facebook. I had to, man. I blocked her on Facebook. I had to. Because look, this is what happens, right? So this chick's in my hotel room. That's the problem. I had her in the hotel. I didn't. Like this 101 was not in effect that day. I fucked up. I know. Strike one. So I'm banging chick for 4 days straight. I mean, basically, we just fucked and ate. That's all we did. Fucked and ate for 4 days straight. So I'm getting kind of tired of fucking this chick, right? She says something stupid. She said she wanted to be a prostitute. And I'm like, what? So I told this chick to get the fuck out. This chick grabs a fucking tablet and throws it at my head.
Oh, that's great.
If you can imagine like the fucking Matrix, right? Dodging bullets, that's exactly how I was.
Handler.
So fucking... So a tablet hit the fucking wall, right? Bam! And I'm like, oh, shit, she's about to go fucking retarded. She's on full retard. So I'm sitting here like, what the fuck do I do? This chick starts slapping me in the face, and I'm like, I know if I grab her and put my hands on her, I'm fucked up. Even though this chick's like 85 pounds and zero body fat. So she says, I'll go outside and buy a phone. And I'm like, good, get your fucking ass out of here. I lock the door, pack my bag as fast as I motherfucking can. And I went down to the front desk. I put the bag behind the front desk. And I'm like, look, y'all hold this bag for 20 minutes. And they're like, sir, are you leaving? I'm like, in a minute. So I go back to the room. This chick comes back and starts crying, talking about if she leaves my hotel room now, she's going to go fuck a guy and be a prostitute. A guy called her to pay her. I didn't know any of this shit. A guy going to call her. Yeah, Mikey. So he's going to call her. And she's going to go and fuck the dude. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go have a beer real quick. She says, okay. I leave chick in the room. I grab my bag, and I get the first fucking taxi. And I said, get me the fuck out of here. Dude's like, where do we go? I'm like, just go east. Go east. I don't care. Just go east. So I'm in the back of the cab. We're going like 100 miles an hour or kilometers, what the fuck to do over there. And we're in the next town, right? I think shit's over, right? Nah, shit ain't over. I get to the hotel room. I got this other chick lined up. She's coming to the hotel room. So me, I'm feeling good. I go to the mall, like, vent my frustration and buy shit, because that's what I do. I get back in the cab and go back to the hotel. This bitch is front of the hotel.
Oh, man.
Now, mind you.
Modern romance.
Spot number two is 4 hours away from spot number one. So, first question, I'm like, how the fuck did you find me? This bitch found the found the taxi driver that took me to where I'm at, paid this dude off, probably sucked him off. I don't really know yet.
And tracked you down.
Yeah, probably both.
And that's because you fucked her in the butt.
I did some other stuff, too, that I ain't proud of, but that's beside the point. In my official capacity as a handler.
So this is a little preview, Tom, of the party this Thursday.
Yeah, you know what? Y'all, y'all better get back to the show, man. I'm sorry I took too much of your time.
And we're retards.
Oh, Jesus.
Give me a hammer time.
Ho. Ho.
Basically. Oh, shit.
Oh, my
Tom, do we got any callers with serious questions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not taking any calls until we take a break, which we have not done for some time
now. All right, well,
so we're
going
to take the break right now.
I didn't know what to
I know you'd like to sit here all night, but I've got to take a break here. Every once in a while, we got to run the commercials. Some of them are yours. We got to run commercials here, and then we will continue with family law attorney Adam Sachs. By the way,
thanks, Kim. That was
Adam
great.
Will tell you coming up next where you can get in touch with him, how you can reach him, because I know people have been clamoring to get through to him on the phone here, and you know, you want to talk to Adam, he'll tell you how to get in touch with him. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslo Insurance. COSTLO. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslo since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslo. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslo has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CosloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CosloInsurance.com today. Coslo. COSTLO.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. Four out of five doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor. New Normal
Rock. Boys, I've been encouraging you for years, using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and could tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today.
Hammer time!
The Tom Likas Show. Don't forget to get our app. Our brand new app is, it's revolutionizing listening to the show because there I am right there. My mug is on the home screen of your smartphone, your tablet. And it's available at the App Store. It's available on Google Play. If you can't spell or remember my name, just go to TomEverywhere.com. TomEverywhere.com. Go right now. Get the app at TomEverywhere.com. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check out my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can always send me an email, which I answer personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
Joe in Cincinnati, you're on with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Joe, please, are you normal?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. How you doing?
Yes. Not too bad. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm happy to help you. Tell me a legal problem.
You're having a great time. All right, so...
Keeping it real.
I've been divorced from my wife for about 3.5 months. It was final.
Congratulations.
Yes.
So do you feel better?
I feel a lot better.
Tell the boys. It's very important.
I feel happier than I've been in a long time.
It's really harsh because, you know, I talk to a lot of guys that are either starting it or they're in the middle of it, and they're talking about how difficult it is. But when it's done, it's such a relief, right?
Well, it hasn't gotten better yet.
All right.
But,
at least you're on the road.
It's getting better. We were married for 17 years.
Wow.
And, yeah. And had three children. Hold on a second. I'm on the phone.
There's the three children, Tom.
Yeah, I'm in my room.
Of course.
okay, so here's the deal. We've been divorced since November.
Okay.
And we, it was a brutal divorce. Brutal,
really?
Brutal, brutal. Oh, it lasted over a year. She dragged it out and made it as difficult as possible.
Really? You mean a spiteful woman? I've never seen one of those before.
Yeah, really. So we ended up settling right before the trial.
Okay. Not unusual.
Finally came to an agreement where she, had residential custody of the children, and I had like 40% of the time with them.
Okay,
every
so
other,
bad.
Every week, Wednesday through Friday, and every other weekend.
Okay.
So, you know, things were going good. She tried many times to keep the children from me. Screwed around. Wouldn't bring them.
Usual BS.
Was, Oh, yeah. She punched me. She.
Oh, wait. Whoa. That's not.
Oh, yeah. One time she punched me when I went to pick the kids up.
Oh, my God.
After that, we had to meet at the police station.
Oh, jeez.
And
it was amazing because I got to tell
this,
you.
This woman. Oh, wait. Get this. This woman sent a bag of my clothes that must have been left there over with my children. Had my children deliver them to my new home.
Great.
The contained my pants. All the crotch was cut out of all of them.
God.
Ties cut in half.
Oh, God.
And she mixed in some lingerie that I've never seen on her because God knows she didn't wear anything sexy when I was married to her. But when she was trying to, she wanted me
They would never do it for their husbands, you know?
No way. Well, she did after I cheated on her, left her. Oh, then she wanted me to, you know, come back. Anyway.
No, but you know, seriously, it's always ironic for me because if you had punched her, okay, that would have been the end of the universe, okay?
Absolutely.
You'd be in jail. You wouldn't be seeing the kids anymore. You'd be, like, supervised. You're a deadly, dangerous person. But
yeah.
She punches you and does violence to your clothing.
Well, the police
and your
wouldn't
property.
Do anything because she didn't do any physical harm to
me. You got
to
break your nose first?
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so she has moved out of state. She filed for relocation. She was supposed to get 30 days. Her attorney got rid of her. He doesn't represent her anymore.
Right.
So she's doing this. She did this on her own. Filed.
So even her attorney got sick of her.
Yes. And she never served me. She just mailed it to me in the mail, along with some bills that weren't even mine. Anyway. So I got this.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So I got this, sent it to my attorney. An ex parte order was served to her last Tuesday.
So she's trying to move with the kids to another state.
Oh wait, hold on. Let me get to it. She was served with an ex parte order last Tuesday, and was told not to take the children out of the county.
Right.
Okay. The very next day, she pulled them out of school, and one of my twin boys. I have twin boys. One of them called me from school at work and said, Mom is here, and she's trying to take us out of state. I'm not going to say where. So I called the police.
Yeah.
And faxed over the ex parte order. They couldn't do anything. Because
what?
It said she wasn't allowed to relocate them. She was living in a hotel because the house was sold, and she had no place to go. So she was living in a hotel. The children sleeping on the floor. And pulled them out of school last Wednesday. And the police caught her checking out of the hotel. Cars were running. She was ready to go. My attorney jumped into action, got down to the courthouse, got an order in front of the judge giving me temporary custody.
Right.
But they couldn't serve her with it. So the police ended up convincing her to go to the courthouse, where my attorney handed her papers, and the sheriffs took the children away from her. Now, they've set a trial for next week, or a hearing for next week. I am trying to get full custody of them.
In the meantime, as you should?
Yes. Now, the only thing, now I have an 18-year-old daughter, and she's brainwashed her and turned her against me. And
wow, sorry to hear it.
Yeah. She's going around saying that I'm a cokehead, and I'm growing pot in my garage, and just all kinds of lies.
Well, fortunately, she's 18. She's an adult, so she's out of the picture with us.
I hope so. I hope they're not able to, you know, put her on the stand and make her lie. But, you know, I do smoke marijuana occasionally, and I haven't now for 2 weeks because I'm anticipating a drug test. And
what's the story in Ohio? Can you get a marijuana card?
No, not yet. It should be on the ballot in November. But I'm kind of worried about that. I'm worried that that's going to,
overarching thing is that she's trying to move the kids out of state without court approval. And the fact that she has these orders telling her not to do it, and it sounds like she was going to do it anyway, is contempt of court. And so just to protect the kids and keep them in their normal schools, they have to be with you, and you're obviously the more stable parent. She's living in a frickin' hotel. I'd say you're doing okay. I think you might do really well. The fact that you got high once or twice is not the biggest problem ever. You know, it's not like you molested the kids or something. And even if the 18-year-old says, you know, I don't know, whatever negative thing, you're a heavy drinker or something, I don't think that's going to hurt you. It sounds like she's pretty clearly the crazy one. It's amazing.
All right, Joe, good luck. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
You can call me toll-free, 800-340-7320. You can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, and I'd be happy to hear from you.
Very good. Adam Sachs, you hear him on the program in a bonus hour. It's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Radio would never, ever let us do this.
901-3000-TOM.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Ezdino.
They're mentally retarded.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Yay.
Beer Magazine, the grandson of J. Paul Getty, was found dead today.
That's going to leave a mark.
TMZ has learned that his ex-girlfriend is currently being detained as a possible witness slash suspect. Apparently, these two have a hell of a fucking past. 31 times cops have been called to their place for mostly domestic violence incidences. So,
yes. They also have been frequently under the influence of drugs,
what?
According to police.
Yes. Oh, now it's a party. What are we talking about?
Records. Basically, we're told that TMZ was told cops in the past found some prescription drugs.
Yes.
Nice. I respect that.
Yeah. They're also told that he has a restraining order against her. She has been placed under 5150 in the past.
After injuring some police when they responded to the house, she's also allegedly broken into the house on numerous occasions.
Yeah.
This is a very volatile relationship, and I guess when you take the family worth at about $5 billion and you have not a lot to do, well, these two find things to do amongst each other.
Dude's dad is one of the richest men in the U.S., according to Forbes, and his family was listed as the 54th richest.
Right, I mean, at $5 billion.
Crazy, man.
Come on. That's a lot of pills. Come on.
Right. How about you just get yourself a nice girl? You go over there and get a place in Malibu. You look at the ocean.
Yeah, but they can't just sit there. They got to always go back and forth, back and forth. Now the dude is DED.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's true.
You notice how some celebrities are able to do that? They just hit the beach in Malibu, and you just never hear from them again, and they're all
just
cool. They find a way to just fill their time without flipping out.
Yeah, your big day is going to the market.
Right.
That's it.
Correct, and overpaying for everything.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, when your family worth is $5 billion, chill the fuck out.
Yeah. How about you not just go around to kill it? What a problem.
How do you get up to 31, you know, visits by the cops before, like, you know, you pull the plug on that situation? Jesus Christ.
Man, that is like, you have, seriously, you have LAPD on speed dial. Come on.
Yeah. That David Neumann, the former Disney exec who was accused of being part of a Hollywood sex ring that preyed on a underage boy, namely Michael Egan, has filed a suit against his accuser. I think everybody's going to go after this dude.
Thankfully, Neumann has had enough. He was, accused. There's a difference being, guy wanted to live a quiet life. Who knows if he was in or out of the closet, but then he gets thrown out by this dude saying that he was touching a children's. Turns out it wasn't true. Neumann said that the false claims basically ruined him.
Yeah.
It made him an image of him as being a demonic gay man, a pedophile.
Okay. All right. We don't know for sure. By the way, it's David Neumann, a Disney executive. It's we're not talking about Ryan Neumann, the NASCAR driver, who you like.
Oh. What's the other guy? Oh, Randy Neumann. Short people got no reason.
Isn't Ryan Neumann from South Bend in Indiana?
Yeah, yes. He's a great driver.
You like anybody from South Bend?
Yes. What a good time this Newman had for a little while. He's been ducking stuff left and right because he was innocent. Now it's time to turn the guns.
Check this out. Jose Canseco has a daughter, and she's hot.
She's smoking.
She's 18 years old.
There's a small problem, though.
Busted for DUI.
Yeah.
Trouble. She was at La Cienega in Melrose.
That she must have just left SDK or something.
Right. Which they say is in the heart of Hollywood. It's actually in the heart of West Hollywood.
Yeah. The best is Jose Canseco named his daughter Josie. So it's right. One by one letter.
She hit a curb.
Yeah.
And she was given a field sobriety test, which the Hebrew Hammer will tell you to...
Hammer time!
Fucking pass up on that.
Hammer time!
She failed the field sobriety test, and she was subsequently arrested. Sources say cops didn't think Canseco was under the influence of alcohol. They believe it was drugs.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why it hit the curb.
Yeah, it sucks because... It sucks because you could, like, nod off and stuff while you're driving.
Right.
It's tough.
You start plowing into cars.
Yeah.
What? What? Yeah. Where am I?
Yo.
Finally, a pick alert for you. It's Deutz and Crows. That's
Jeez.
Right. You spell it.
Yeah.
Deutz and Crows, formerly a Victoria's Secret model, right? Is she?
Yeah. Or she still is.
I don't know, but she's taking awesome selfies. I think that's over the left shoulder, and it's a no-look pass.
She is seriously something else, dude.
Nice little butt
that's
on her.
That's a selfie, man.
Yeah, somebody will find something wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, F them.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
That's a lot of pills.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show for you every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.
Date.